From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting more Taliban kidnappings in Afghanistan. A group of local passengers traveling by bus were kidnapped late Wednesday. It's the second mass kidnapping in a week by the Afghan Taliban, according to VOA's Aisha Tanzim in Islamabad.
These 17 passengers were all local residents of the Balkhab district in the Saraipul province, and they were just going from their district to the provincial capital when along the way they were interrupted and kidnapped by the Taliban. While the local elders are negotiating for the release, the relatives are, of course, really worried.
Earlier in the week, the Taliban set up an illegal checkpoint in the road, forcing people out of their vehicles and held some 200 people in the Kunduz province. The State Department says the global terrorism threat is becoming increasingly decentralized, with groups such as Islamic State extending their reach into other parts of the world. The State Department's acting coordinator for counterterrorism, Justin Sibarel.
ISIL-aligned groups have established branches in parts of the Middle East, North Africa, West Africa, the Russian North Caucasus, and South Asia. Most of these branches are made up of pre-existing terrorist networks, many of which have their own local goals.
In its annual survey of worldwide terrorism, the department said Islamic State's control of territory in Iraq and Syria remains the greatest terrorism threat globally. Members of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Companies failed to reach a deal to curb oil production in an effort to boost prices on Thursday. The OPEC meeting in Vienna came after a couple of years of falling oil prices that have hurt energy companies and oil exporting nations. This is VOA.